Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, several years ago, as I was a newlywed to my bride, Selena, we were invited to a wedding, the wedding of her cousin. Now, because I was new to the family didn't ask for me to stand up in her cousin's wedding party as one of his groomsmen. They also didn't really know me well enough yet to ask me to perform the wedding, but they had heard me sing in church before, so they also didn't invite me to be the soloist. No, they gave me an important job: to watch my three-year-old nephew. We were sitting in the back of the sanctuary, and we were doing okay. I had a bag of Cheerios, and I had a few board books, and I was kind of new to this kid thing. We had no kids of our own yet, but we were doing okay. The ceremony was beautiful, and I was keeping him occupied. And then the soloist really did start in. The vows were over, and the soloist starts to sing. And I don't remember much about the song except for this one phrase that repeated over and over in the song: "If only you could see what I see." It was beautiful. The bride and groom standing there, my bride in all of her beauty, the family standing up there, and I was going to get the Uncle of the Year award. My nephew, though, was getting a little bored, so I put him on my lap. He wanted to stand and see, so I stood him up on my knees, and as he's watching and he's listening to this song, I was amazed at how attentive he was. If only you could see what I see. As the song came to its close, the beautiful silence descended upon the congregation, mothers dabbing tears of joy out of their eyes. A hush fell. And that's when my nephew shouted out, "But what do you see?" They saw his uncle as they all looked back at my nephew with a beet red face. My Uncle of the Year award was quickly flowing away. What do you see? My nephew asked that question almost 20 years ago, and I remember it like it was yesterday. It's a question that has just rung in my mind, and today I'd like to ask you that question: what do you see? And I'm going to invite you to ask that question along with me. You see, like the child in Augustine's Confessions that cries out, "Take up and read, take up and read." And for Augustine, this is a sign that he should take up and read the apostle's epistle. So today, my little nephew's "What do you see?" drives us deeper into the apostle John's revelation. I'm going to invite you to ask along with me, what do you see as we read the apostle's revelation? But all too often, my hunch is that in life, we go from day to day not asking the scriptures, not asking the apostle, "What do you see?" But instead, we turn to others. Maybe students on this final day of the semester are wondering, and maybe even asking their professors, "What do you see my grade to be? How are things going to turn out for me this semester? Do you see me as a pastor or a deaconess someday?" Maybe it's going to the doctor's office and asking the doctor, How do things look? What do my blood results look like? What is the pathology report? What does it look like? Maybe it's to a financial advisor or to the financial office. How do things look? Will I have enough adopt-a-student money to cover all of my expenses? Will I have enough money in my retirement account someday to retire? See, asking these kinds of everyday questions to experts, what do you see? How is it going for me? In some ways, they're good questions. They're questions that are important. They're questions that maybe help us to be a good steward of the gifts that God has given to us. But if you're anything like me, my hunch is that there's not a lot of faith in those questions. Deeply part of the human experience is wondering what the future looks like. And when it's out of control, out of our control, well, we'll do anything. We'll ask anyone, what do you see? How does it look for me? But today, I'd like to turn our attention to the Apostle John, because he helps us to see. All throughout John's apocalypse, there is this refrain, "Then I saw." John's entire apocalypse is written to uncover. It's written to reveal, to help us to see reality. But when we turn to him as an expert eyewitness, and John was an expert eyewitness, well, John peels back all kinds of things. The last thing he does is give us rose-colored glasses of faith to see everything in a new light. He shows us four horsemen riding in, war, famine, death. We see our sin before us as we read John's apocalypse. And we see the beast, the dragon, coming up out of the sea to devour. We see the souls under the throne saying, "How long, O Lord? How long?" Not exactly things that we want to look at, but things that we must see. But John paints another picture, a beautiful picture. Today in our reading, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down." John sees the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven. John sees our Lord Jesus. John was the one who was the eyewitness. He had watched Jesus go all the way to the cross there with Jesus' mother Mary. He watched the soldiers crucify our Lord Jesus. And John watched as Jesus appeared in the upper room to the disciples, showed them his hands and his feet. John watched as Thomas put his fingers in the nail holes. John saw the resurrected Christ in all of his victory. And there on Patmos Island, as John looked deeply into the prophet Isaiah, who had prophesied long ago that someday a new heaven and a new earth would come, John finally saw it. That it was Jesus who said, "I make all things new." That it was Jesus who said the Lamb would be at the center of the throne, surrounded by his people. It was John that saw that Jesus would always be with his people. That they would be his people and he would be their God. John spoke these words, a new heaven and a new earth coming down, and no longer a sea, because things that came up out of the sea like Satan and death were no more. And John saw Jesus wiping the tears out of his people's eyes so that they could look and see Jesus face to face. Dear brothers and sisters, on this final day of the semester, so much busyness going on, friends heading off to all parts of the world, and many grieving because a dearly loved member of our St. Louis community, John Schmidtke, will tomorrow be laid to rest far too early, far too sudden. A mentor to so many of our students in their resident field education or in pastoral leadership class. As we lay him to rest, as we have laid so many to rest, someday we will see the new heaven and new earth and the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven to be forever with the Lamb. That's the picture that John paints for us. Pilgrims who, with the saints under the throne, cry out, "How long, O Lord, how long?" John gives us a vision. He lets us see. And one day soon, the tears will be wiped from our eyes, and we will see Jesus forever. In his name, amen.